Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wally Bach is here, too. Wally's our good buddy, longtime Brain Trust member, one of our former, not only longtime folks, one of the two original members of our Brain Trust. And when I say original, they predate me actually calling it that. And Wally joined us in December 1998. I'd only been on the air for about five, maybe six weeks when he joined us. And he's doesn't have anything else to do, I guess. He doesn't have a life, so he gets to keep hanging out with us. But over the years, he's been a great contributor to all the things that we do here. And we love telling you about his prolific work. He's our good friend, Wally. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. I got nothing better to do with that.
No, you don't have a life, right?
Hell no.
Hey, Wally, you've always been kind of bossy. One thing I've known about you, your German background, right? I've got the same kind of heritage. So you just finally decided to make some money off of it, right? Or at least let it come out of you in the form of a book, didn't you?
I did. And it's called Become a Better Boss, One Tip at a Time.
And there are 301 of those puppies in this book, folks. Why didn't you number them, Wally? I got to know that.
Because numbering implies that there's a precedence.
Or, yeah, like the first one is more important than the 301st one.
Right. And that's not the idea. Is you can open this thing up or electronically, you know, spin down through it, either find something that's important for you right then or open it at random and develop in the way that, whatever that tip is.
It's an e-book.
Yeah.
Right? And folks,
it is.
This is the handiest little thing you've ever seen, because the good news about Wally is he has all these great tips for bosses, but he gets to the point, cuts to the chase, and lets you move on to something else real quick.
And that's part of the idea.
So congratulations on that, Wally. Good job.
Thank you, Jim, because it coming from you, the writer of large books filled with great wisdom, my book called with little bitty tips must seem insignificant, but hey.
No, I love this. I'm jealous that I didn't write it. Anyway, it's a great book, and let's get into some of it. What? Tell me what made you think about this first.
Well, there were two things really. The first one is that I've been working with people. First of all, let's do the boss thing, because I know that whacks some people out. Why do you call them bosses instead of leaders or managers or whatever? And the reason is that I wrote this for the people whose job includes making a group work. Now, there's all kinds. You can have leadership from other positions and so forth, but if you're the assigned man or woman, you don't have a choice. You can't back out of it.
That's right.
You can't say no. And those people have a particular challenge.
And I'll tell you something else. Boss does not have a... I've been in a lot of workplaces over a long time, and I've never heard anybody have a negative attitude. I mean, they don't talk about being bossed around, but they do say, hey, boss, come over here, I need your help, or something like that. People use that word all the time. It does not have a bad connotation in my world.
No, it doesn't in most of my world either, but it sure does for some people.
Wow.
And that's their problem, I think. But I've found in talking about the book that I've had to not defend it, but describe why we did it that way.
Well, but see, the thing is that, I mean, you and I are not the least bit politically correct. And it's one of the things we love about each other, right?
In addition to being bossy.
Exactly. So I'm glad you did it that way. So, okay, go ahead. But tell us, so
well, the other thing is that, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. There's courses and there's books with serious, long-form content in them, like yours. But the challenge for most of the people that I've worked with over the years is that they don't have time for that every day, but they still have to get a little better every day.
Right.
Because that's how you do it. You don't get better all at once. you do a little bit here, a little bit there, mm-hmm. make a little progress, and so forth. And then when you look back, it's like, whoa, look at that. Look how I did.
That's right. Well, that's exactly right, because, you know, as you move through your day, you do a little bossing every few minutes, right? A little bit here, a little bit there.
One of the tips in the book is that every contact you have with somebody on your team ought to move something forward.
Yeah.
Maybe the relationship, maybe a particular skill
right.
for that person, you know, I mean, a project, something, but everything ought to move forward.
On the farm, my dad called that making a showing.
Well, I like that.
Make a showing. Meaning whenever you get through, whenever you spend some time on the farm digging a post hole or building a fence or cutting the hay or whatever you're doing, after an hour, after lunch, whatever, you look back and see if you made a showing.
I may steal that one.
You can have it. You can have it. But that was a James Blasingame-ism. And so that's, you know, I think that's what you're talking about. And it maybe right after you make the one connection, maybe you don't see that a showing immediately, but after a period of time, what's fun is when you do that, when you have those interactions, and then over the next few months, you hear that person sharing that same thing with somebody else, maybe even a peer.
Yeah, those are the things that I
that's
really
a payday.
When I was working with the company was
mm-hmm.
you talk to somebody about something, and then. You know, like a month later or a year later, you're standing there and you hear them telling you what you told them.
Mm-hmm.
As if it was their idea. And you said, yep, that's good. I'm not going to correct that.
I call those paydays. It's like a child. You know, your child, you raise a child up and they, you know, they roll their eyes and they stamp their feet and they rebel and they do all those things. And God forbid they actually do something intentionally that you told them to do, right? But then
right.
when they get to be 30, you know, you see them channeling you to their kids, you know, and if you're nice, you don't remind them. But I'm never was that nice. So anyway, that's making a showing, isn't it? And that's what you're hoping for. All right. What are some of the other tips you got in there?
Well, they're all partially by God, I can't talk this morning. Partially by subject.
Right.
So one of the things, for example, is if you're talking to somebody about performance, don't use any adjectives.
No adjectives.
Because, no adjectives. Because as soon as you start saying that something's good or bad
right.
or this, their defense shields go up.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hear what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And so cute. No, you can't use the word cute either, by the way. Hey, Wally, riding a buck with Wally, can they find it there?
Actually, they're better off finding it at 3starleadership.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.